理课堂听 class.com
7. Tom felt sorry for Potter. At noon, the whole village suddenly knew the fearful news. The story traveled quickly from man to man, group to group, house to house. The school teacher closed the school. The knife had been found. It was known to be Potter's knife. And Potter had been seen washing himself in a small stream in the very early morning. When seen, he had run away. All this was very strange, especially Potter almost never washed. All the people in the town were slowly going toward the graveyard. Tom joined them. A hand touched his arm. His eyes met Huck's. Both looked away. Were they being watched? Now Tom began to shake because he saw Joe. Then Potter appeared. The crowd separated, and Potter walked through. A village law officer was holding his arm. When he stood beside the dead doctor, he put his face in his hands and began to weep. "I did not do it, friends," he said. "I did not do it." "Is this your knife?" It was the law officer who held it for him to see. Potter began to fall. Men caught him and let him go slowly down to the ground. Then he said, "Tell them, Joe, tell them." Joe told his story. Tom and Huck expected the skies to open with a sudden storm to strike down Joe. But he finished his story and stood there, living and whole. They wished to tell the truth, but they did not dare. Almost every day, during this bad time, Tom went to the jail window and gave Potter some small gift. Then he felt happier.